Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием...
Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
On the night of Christmas Eve, Russian people go to church for the Christmas Mass and then go home. Not much celebrating takes place, rather off to bed and then up in the morning and straight to church for the Christmas Day liturgy. After church, people will go to one of the relatives so the family can all be together. Here, the family gives gifts and has Christmas lunch, the main meal of Christmas.
Speaker 2.
I usually start thinking about Christmas at late October time. All my family and friends think I'm strange, because I think about it so early, but say that they would be worried if I didn't. On Christmas Eve, Mom starts preparing the dinner for tomorrow, and we wrap up the last of our gifts to put under the tree. My granny will come and help us prepare for tomorrow, which is very helpful. I help with the last-minute jobs and go to sleep at about 11 or 12. I'll wake up at about 7:30. Then we all open our presents together.
Speaker 3.
As I watch people rushing around the West End of London preparing for the holiday, I wonder what Christmas was like in England when it lasted for 12 days. We make a fuss about turkey and ham now. Think what a fuss we would have made about all that food and drink for 2 weeks feasting. And think how fat you must have felt at the end of it all.
Speaker 4.
Christmas would start with my mother making the Christmas cake. Early November, if I remember right. It had to sit a few weeks before we iced it. It would smell so good. Then it would be letter writing time to Father Christmas. But the best was to sit on Father Christmas's lap and tell him what we wanted, and hope we'd been good enough that year so he'd come.
Speaker 5.
Christmas in Australia takes place in the heat of summer, since the country is located in the southern hemisphere. Many Australians still look to their British roots at this special time of the year, and a traditional Christmas meal usually includes a turkey dinner, sometimes with ham. Some Australians, and particularly tourists, have their Christmas dinner on a local beach. Other families enjoy their day on a picnic. If they're at home, the day may be punctuated by swimming in the pool, playing cricket in the backyard, and other outdoor activities beneath swaying palms.
Speaker 6.
Since Christmas occurs in summer, New Zealanders do not have a tradition of snow and ice. That, however, does not stop Santa, who still visits the cities and towns while dressed in his red and white outfit. Because so many people from the Northern Hemisphere now live in New Zealand, it has become the tradition to have two Christmases, one on the 25th of December and the other in July, which is midwinter.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker 1.
On the night of Christmas Eve, Russian people go to church for the Christmas Mass and then go home. Not much celebrating takes place, rather off to bed, and then up in the morning and straight to church for the Christmas Day liturgy. After church, people will go to one of the relatives so the family can all be together. Here, the family gives gifts and has Christmas lunch, the main meal of Christmas.
Speaker 2. I usually start thinking about Christmas at late October time. All my family and friends think I'm strange, because I think about it so early, but say that they would be worried if I didn't. On Christmas Eve, Mom starts preparing the dinner for tomorrow, and we wrap up the last of our gifts to put under the tree. My granny will come and help us prepare for tomorrow, which is very helpful. I help with the last-minute jobs and go to sleep at about 11 or 12. I'll wake up at about 7:30. Then we all open our presents together.
Speaker 3.
As I watch people rushing around the West End of London preparing for the holiday, I wonder what Christmas was like in England when it lasted for 12 days. We make a fuss about turkey and ham now. Think what a fuss we would have made about all that food and drink for 2 weeks feasting. And think how fat you must have felt at the end of it all.
Speaker 4. Christmas would start with my mother making the Christmas cake. Early November, if I remember right. It had to sit a few weeks before we iced it. It would smell so good. Then it would be letter writing time to Father Christmas. But the best was to sit on Father Christmas's lap and tell him what we wanted, and hope we'd been good enough that year so he'd come.
Speaker 5.
Christmas in Australia takes place in the heat of summer, since the country is located in the southern hemisphere. Many Australians still look to their British roots at this special time of the year, and a traditional Christmas meal usually includes a turkey dinner, sometimes with ham. Some Australians, and particularly tourists, have their Christmas dinner on a local beach. Other families enjoy their day on a picnic. If they're at home, the day may be punctuated by swimming in the pool, playing cricket in the backyard, and other outdoor activities beneath swaying palms.
Speaker 6. Since Christmas occurs in summer, New Zealanders do not have a tradition of snow and ice. That, however, does not stop Santa, who still visits the cities and towns while dressed in his red and white outfit. Because so many people from the Northern Hemisphere now live in New Zealand, it has become the tradition to have two Christmases, one on the 25th of December and the other in July, which is midwinter.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.